Hi, everyone. Hi. My name is Felix. I'm a desktop engineer at Slack, where we built the Slack desktop app. This is Nadav. Do you want to say anything?
Hi, I'm Nadav from Microsoft.
Hey. So the Slack desktop app, first of all, how many of you have seen Slack before? This is real. Great. Fantastic. This is more than no one. We just celebrated our third birthday, so this is still pretty cool, because there was a time when nobody knew Slack. So this is getting dramatically better. So the Slack desktop team for all platforms has a total of 4 people. We're a pretty small team. And that's why we use something called Electron to build Slack desktop. It's the same thing that also runs in Visual Studio Code. I'm just going to do this, right? And normally, when I start talking about any of these topics, something like Node.js or Electron or the very concept of using JavaScript, people usually freak out on both ends of the spectrum. JavaScript developers don't really think about native platforms. They want to run in a browser only. And people that traditionally do native development, something like C# or .NET, are like very convinced that building stuff in JavaScript is a terrible idea. The idea of Electron is pretty powerful, though. And chances of you running an Electron app on your computer right now are extremely high, extremely high. If you're using, we can just pick some of the major ones. If you're using Spotify, Slack, Microsoft Teams, or Visual Studio Code, or Atom, you're running Electron or something like Electron on your machine. And the truly powerful thing of Electron is not that you build a website and package it up and have a little container. The powerful thing is that you combine JavaScript with C++ and native code. The powerful idea is that you write 90% of your application across all platforms in the same way, and then you probably have like 10% of code that are really, really hard, and you do that natively in C++. So Electron is really real quick, just the combination of Node.js, which people usually like. Node.js is cool. People like Node.js. It's easy to find developers. Chromium, which is sort of its own little mini operating system, but even if you know nothing about Chromium, it's a pretty good web browser. It's extremely good at displaying stuff cross-platform. And it's extremely good at running JavaScript at a high performance. If you've ever done regex in V8, it compiles it down straight to assembly before you use it in JavaScript. It's pretty impressive. And then we have C++, which is... as someone who writes C++ every single day, it is remarkable to me that the inventor of C++ thinks that it's like pretty easy to kill yourself with it, which is definitely true. And if any of you have ever used WinRT, WinRT is completely written in COM objects. So if you do WinRT from C++, you do that in COM, or at least you used to until Nadav came around.
OK, so thank you, Felix. Can you hear me?
OK.
Perfect. So yeah, so as Felix said, I guess you already know what WinRT or UWP is. So you know, it lets you do all these cool things with Windows, which basically show toast notifications, or change live tiles, lock screen, get the geolocation, and all of this other cool stuff that you can do with it. And so here's the thing. I mean, the UWP APIs are accessible for JavaScript if you write a UWP app, right? You can write an app in JavaScript, and you can call those APIs from JavaScript. It's a little bit more complicated if you want to do it from something which is not an app, like let's say a Node or Electron. And you can still do it, but you need to work a bit hard in order to do it. And you need to use something which is called Node.js, a native add-on. And I'm going to run you real quick now through a few samples of code that will show you what you need to do in order to do that. So let's switch to the code computer. Here we go. So you can see there's like a bunch of C++ code here. And this code basically consists of a few calls to Node JavaScript engine, which basically create functions in JavaScript from C++ and create objects from C++ that are accessible in JavaScript. For example, we have this function here, which basically is converted into a JavaScript function using this code here. And we call it hello. And this function just returns a string that is called build. And the nice thing here is that you can just take this code, compile it, and then use it like any other Node.js module that you have. So you basically just require it, and you call the function, and voila, you got the string, and you can say build. So in our case, when we want to use a UWP, we can use this trick in order to access the API and expose it to Node.js or Electron. So we have a first shot at this here, basically. Here we're trying to access this cool sensors API that UWP provides you, which is basically the accelerometer. I mean, you can imagine that maybe you're running your Electron app on a tablet and you want to give your user like a cool performance and like a cool experience, basically. And what we have here is basically a function that we will expose to JavaScript. And what we will do here, we'll basically access the accelerometer, get its current reading. This is UWP, basically. It's C++ PsyX, so it's a bit nicer than COM. And then we have this few lines of code that basically create a JavaScript object, sets the data that we got on the JavaScript object, and just returns it back to JavaScript land. And we can compile this code into a module, and then we can just use it in JavaScript pretty easily by requiring the module and calling the function, which is pretty straightforward. And of course, you need to write some C++, but once you get the hang of it, it's not that bad.
And that's really how like anything in Node works today, right? If you use SQLite or anything other than it's native, that is how it works.
Yeah, and the thing is that UWP is so rich, and you have so many different APIs that at some point, you just keep doing it over and over again. So if you want to access another sensor, for example, the light sensor, you're probably going to use the same code, more or less, just access the light sensor instead of the accelerometer. And again, return a JavaScript object that have the data right here, and you can use it again. So this is where we are as developers starting to get lazy. I mean, we don't want to repeat ourselves, and we don't want to use the same code over and over again. And let me switch back to the presentation. OK. Here we go. So this is why we developed this thing, which is called NodeRT, which is pretty basically a tool that can take any UWP API set, which is exposed through the Windows Phantom metadata files called WinMD, and generate C++ code that basically looks like the code that I just showed you before that can bridge between UWP and Node.js and Electron. So what actually happens here under the hood is that we use C# Reflection in order to read the APIs. And then we use a bunch of C++ templates in order to generate C++ code that exposes these UWP APIs into JavaScript. The nice thing about it is because we're using the metadata files, we're basically exposing the same set of APIs to Node and Electron, and the APIs look the same. So you can basically just use the same code examples as you have in the MSDN. And the function names are the same. The object names are the same. It basically looks the same. And the way that it's built, it's that each namespace has its own module. So your app don't have to get very big. If you just want to use like a subset of APIs, you can just use the namespace. And it can also interact between namespaces. And yeah, let me show you a demo of how it works, basically. So the project is open sourced, and everything is available on our GitHub repo. And the actual generator code is here. You can clone it, run the generator. We support both command line tool as well as a UI. And you have like a pretty nice set of documentation info here about how to use the tool, how to use the APIs. There's a slight changes from UWP, so everything is listed here. But once again, we are lazy developers, and we don't like to generate the same thing over and over again. This is why everything is basically available also on the NPM. So basically, each module which represents a namespace in UWP is available in NPM. So in order to get started, you can just do NPM install and install the module. And we're going to do a demo now of how you basically do it. So we're going to do something which might be a bit complicated if you're just running Node and you want to get, for example, the current geolocation of your laptop. But if you're using UWP, it's pretty simple because you have this geolocator class, which is part of UWP. And it basically exposes this get geoposition async function, which just gives you the coordinates of your current location. So we want to use it in Node. So we're going to use the Windows.devices.geolocation module. So we can just npm install it. The modules are divided into scopes, which represents the versions, basically. So I'm going to use the Win10 one. Cool. And while we're installing it, basically, we can look at the code that we're going to run. And it's a pretty simple code. So this code here basically requires the module that Node.rt generated. And we're now installing. And it creates this new geolocator object, basically. And we're just calling the getGPositionAsync function. And we're getting the callback called when it's ready and printing the coordinates. So we can see that the module was installed from NPM, and we can just run the code. And you can see that we got the current location, which was pretty easy and, you know, two lines of code. So
and that works from any Win32 Node.js app, right?
Yeah.
You don't need to be a UWP app, but it's really the cool part here. This can run in the same binary that you also ship to Windows 7 customers. It won't do anything there because Windows 7 doesn't have WinRT.
Yeah.
But it definitely works, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's basically runs with any node that you compile against. And so this is cool. And really, the place where this scenario really shines is when we're speaking about Electron, because Electron gives you the ability to actually write desktop apps using Node and using Chromium, as Felix described. So what we did also with Slack, we wrote this pretty cool module that basically lets you access native Windows notifications, because Electron gives you this basic ability to show notifications, but you cannot customize them, and you cannot like use different buttons or different layouts. And with Node.rt, you can just use the native UWP notifications API directly from Electron. So we did some nice work here of wrapping it up with some nice API. So you can basically just, with a few lines of code, you can just create a new notification, like listen to an activation event when someone clicks on the notification, and then just show the notification. And we have, I can even show you a demo of it working here for Electron. And the nice thing about it, so this is like a very basic, ugly Electron app that we have. But the thing is, you know, that you have like a basic notification in Electron, which looks something like this. And with this kind of capabilities, now that you can access through the entire like UWP API stack, you can basically do stuff like this, which, you know, lets you do some different layouts and support different actions. So we know when someone clicks confirm, we can actually, you know, listen to this event and, you know, do stuff according to his action. And this is, you know, just one example of how you can use this from Electron, which is pretty nice. And another thing that I want to say before we move on,
staged, yeah,
yeah, is that there's also this pretty cool project that Felix did, if you want to talk about it, about basically running Electron from,
yeah, sure,
from the Windows Store.
So you can sort of do the full thing. At the keynote today, we briefly talked about Centennial and the desktop bridge. So the notion here is really that if you want to build one binary that runs across all Windows platforms, because for us, we care about all our customers, right? I care about my Windows customers just as much as about Windows 10 customers. But with Electron Windows Store, we can take one Electron app, and if you scroll down a little bit, just add it to your build process, and basically just create a .appx package for your Electron application. And if you combine that with Node.rt, you have this very, very comfortable and very powerful developer environment where you build mostly in JavaScript. In our case, it's TypeScript, but for you, it would be JavaScript. And you use UWP APIs pretty much wherever available. And then as soon as you use Electron Windows Store, you also have the app user model ID, which is sort of like the app's identity as far as the Windows Store is concerned, meaning that from this point on forward, anything that doesn't need a native XAML user interface will run in your application, right? So with just Node.js, you can pretty much call most of the UWP APIs. With this thing, you can call all of the UWP APIs. Things like dive tiles are pretty easy to do. So it's like a very neat way of not spending too much time on development, but still supporting many native Windows features that integrate deeply with the Action Center, the lock screen, the background, whatever you want to do.
OK, cool. So Yeah, this so there's a bunch of resources online and other blog posts. You can just also just do a web search of Node.rt in Electron. The repo is like active, and we are happy to accept contributions or hear feedback or help you if you want to get started. I'll be happy to answer any questions, if they are.
Or also on Electron, if anybody has any questions on Electron. Also, happy to help.
Okay.
Go for it. The question was, can you write a background task? The answer is yes. Not using Node.rt, but using Electron Windows Store. In fact, the Slack application does have a little background task that is written in C#.
Yes, it's important to understand that you have to run in the context of a UWP app in order to be able to run a background task. So with that capability of running Electron, you can do it, actually. OK, cool.
OK, sweet.
OK, and we'll be around here if you want to ask any more questions.
We will be roaming around, yes.
Yeah, so thank you so much.
Thank you.